Welcome back to Jazz for the Asking. I'm Keith Parent. We kick off the second hour of the program with a real swinging number. Ella Fitzgerald recorded live at Ronnie Scott's in London in 1974. Scattin' Along with Lemon Drop.
Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Miss Ella Fitzgerald scatting along with Lemon Drop, recorded live at Ronnie Scott's in London in 1974, beginning the second hour of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio. It's nice to have you with us. Of course, you can always check us out on Facebook. Find out what's happening on the program, announcements of upcoming live concerts. Just do a search for PCJ Media and PCJ Radio in Facebook and join us and come in and have some interesting discussion. Archie Shepp from the album Black Ballads with Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life.
Thank you.
From the album Black Ballads, recorded in the Netherlands on January 13th, 1992, that was Archie Shepp and his quartet with Lush Life, featuring Archie Shepp on alto and tenor sax, Horatio Parlin on piano, Wayne Dockery on bass, and Steve McRaven on drums. Joe Williams is a legend, an absolute legend. And he took part in a recording session with Diane Reeves for the album The Great Encounter, which is absolutely fantastic. It features a number of duets with Diane Reeves and some other well-known musicians. Here she is, Diane Reeves, with legend Joe Williams and Tenderly.
Trees tenderly, the trembling trees embraced the breeze tenderly. And I came wandering by and lost in a sigh. Were we
the shore?
Two hearts met
breathlessly.
your arms open wide
and close to me inside.
You took my lips,
you took my love,
so
jazz legend Joe Williams and Diane Reeves from the album The Great Encounter with Tenderly. Our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. And of course, we always love to hear from you with your requests. Patrick Sirois, who lives just outside of Paris, said, "We haven't played any Cab Calloway on the show in some time, and he would like to hear two back-to-back." Of course, one of his suggestions was a song connected with Cab Calloway through his entire life, Minnie the Moocher. And the other one he wanted to hear was also another Cab Calloway composition, the Scat Song.
She was a red-hot hoochie coocher. She was the roughest, toughest, frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Ho de ho, de ho,
ho de ho, de ho.
Hi de hi, de hi,
hi de hi, de hi.
Hey de hey de hey de hey. She messed around with a bloke named Smokey. She loved him, though he was cokey. He took her down to Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. Hey, hey, he had a dream about the King of Sweet. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. He gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes.
And what did she do?
She sat around and counted them all 1,000,000 times. Ha, dee, ha, dee, ha.
Ha, dee, ha, dee, ha.
Thank you.
lot, 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 skitty beat, lot, lot, lot.
Hey, what's good, boy?
Oh, man, I'm just scatting and going right on to town, Satchmo. When your sweetie tells you everything will be okay, I'll just... If you feel like shouting, advertise it just this way and scooty. Don't you give a hang what words you use if any time. Sing this silly language without any reason or rhyme. When you face the preacher, there's only one thing to say.
The Scat Song, and before that, Minnie the Moocher, Cab Calloway, going out to Patrick Sirois in France. A new issue from Sony Music that has been put out on CD is the remastered version of Jazz Goes to College, the Dave Brubeck Quartet. It's a series of live recordings that he made at different colleges in the United States. And this one is fantastic. It features, of course, Dave Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Bob Bates on bass, Joe Dodge on drums. And I have to be honest, the remastered version sounds absolutely fantastic. Here they are with Out of Nowhere.
Thank you.
Dave Brubeck and his quartet with Out of Nowhere. We now move to Mark Johnson and his group from an album released in 2005 called Shades of Jade. We actually played the title track from this not too long ago. We're going to listen to another cut from it because it's absolutely fantastic. The CD features Joe Lovano on tenor sax, Elena Ellis on piano, Joey Barron on drums, Alan Matlett on organ, and of course, Mark Johnson on double bass. It also features a very well-known guitarist who plays with a number of other groups and is a solo act in his own right, John Scofield. The track, I think, is very appropriate for this time of year, and I know many of you don't even want to hear the word, but it is affectionately called Snow.
Thank you.
bassist Mark Johnson from his album Shades of Jade on the ECM label with Snow. Well, guess what, friends? We've come to the end of this edition of the program. Once again, if you wish to contact us and let us know what you think, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. And of course, I invite you to visit our website anytime, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. We're going to close this edition of Jazz for the Asking with old Satchmo himself, Louis Armstrong, with When the Saints Go Marching In. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Parent saying so long and take care.
Marching in, when the saints go marching in, yes, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, now when the saints go marching by, yeah, I would like to hit numbers. Here come Edmund Hall with his parents now, big one out of the moment. To be in that number, here comes Trumpet Young and his trombone wailing.
As the whole group want to thank you for a lovely night. We've enjoyed it very much. And we're going to have them to come out and take a bow and give them a nice little hand.
First, we like to announce, here comes Velma Middleton again. Take a bow there, Velma. And wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.